Melinda Barr is the owner, president, and guru.
She's
of
cooking bottle washer.
Of Get Up and Grow. She's also our voice for Common Ground. We'll talk a little bit more about that later on. But our focus this morning is going to be on how to help folks get their business to grow. Before we jump into some things that they can do themselves, I always I'd like to talk to Melinda about the MABA, the Meridian Area Business Association. Now, that's a group of merchants in the Meridian Township area. Now, there are lots of associations that businesses can be linked to that they can join to help their businesses grow, to network. But this association is a little bit different, as the folks are really active in it. Even the big boys of the bigger, more popular businesses are a part of that. Talk about MABA.
Thanks. The organization that's out here in Meridian area, MABA, we affectionately refer to, is about 14 years old. And we are growing strong. We're actually putting a new identity on MABA right now and getting involved with entrepreneurs and business retention from an education standpoint. But one of our biggest assets is our networking ability. Our motto has been since day one, do business with a member. And we start every meeting and end every meeting with that mantra. We talk about testimonials and we talk about experiences that you've had with other MABA members to help build that relationship before you even do business with somebody. It truly is the first place to start when you are interested in doing business in Meridian area. The MABA organization is the first place to start. And we love our members, and we do what we can do to keep them engaged and keep them motivated to do business with a member, as well as to make business strong in the Meridian area.
Melinda, what happens if someone has a bad experience with someone that they're in an organization with?
Well, MABA has always been kind of the clearinghouse in that scenario. And while there may have been some experiences like that, I think it with the chains of communication being open with our Friday meetings, you have an opportunity to talk to that business owner or that business representative face-to-face and come up with a solution. It gives you an opportunity to make another choice, just like you do in the real world. If you don't like the service or the product that you're receiving from somebody, you have an opportunity to make another choice. And with MABA, there are a number, it's not an exclusive category type organization, so there's another choice for you. And what will happen is the person that you had a bad experience with will see you doing business with somebody else and sharpen their pencil and get back on the stick. So,
Melinda, how does someone decide whether the chamber or MABA or another group is for them?
Well, you need to go to the meetings and you need to experience it. One of the biggest misnomers out there is that people think that the chamber and business organizations and networking groups work for you, and that's really the opposite. You need to work for that. You need to work for them. If you don't go to the meetings and you don't attend the organizational events, you lose the benefit. You have to face-to-face so that when you Facebook and you Twitter and you LinkedIn, they know who you are and they can make the connection in their mind. Every group has a different makeup of people, and our group is just like that. You need to come to the meetings on the second Friday of every month and experience the group. It starts at 7:15 in the morning. You better bring your energy hat, because it's all about smiles and pressing flesh and getting to know people right off the bat.
I think the title of your business is kind of key when you talk about how people can get their business to grow. Get up. People need to get off their backsides and be engaged. You can be a member of any network, of any group, and if you're not working it, Melinda, you're not going to be successful, are you?
That's true. That's very true. And one of the key things these days is for owners and operators to get back engaged. Get up and get engaged. Pay attention to your current clients. What's going on with your staff? What's happening in your industry? Those three areas owners have gotten lackadaisical about. They've been going through the 80s and then into the 90s, and now we're here in a whole different economic climate, and you need to get reengaged. You need to be on the front lines. You need to be talking to people and asking what you can do better and asking, more importantly, what are you doing right so that you continue doing what you're doing right. Stop changing everything just at a whim, and figure out what you're doing right and go after that piece.
All right, let's talk about new businesses. I have a new business. I have a business plan. I've pretty much got the money ready to go. What do I need to do to be successful?
Well, one of the things that you can do is start to identify who your clients, who your favorite clients are, and start to hang with more people just like them. In the Meridian area, we have a number of mentors. We have a number of business owners and operators that are willing to work with you side by side and give you really good advice as well as practical experience to get good at what you want to do. The business side of it is not necessarily what people come to the table with new businesses. The creative side is what they come with. They have a passion, they have a talent, they build a product, and the business part of it is sometimes what gets left on the table. And we're willing to help you with that. Mava can put you in place in contact with a number of people who are really good in those areas. There's a number of networking opportunities and organizations around the area like Small Business Technology Development Center, a number of those organizations that will also help you grow and get you the information. But the bottom line is know what your strengths are, know what your weaknesses are, and be willing to identify those.
Let's say I'm a successful business. I have a great restaurant or a successful car business. What can I do? And say I'm doing okay. Say I'm making money. What can I do to grow my business?
Focus on your current clients. You need to hire smart, train hard, and focus on your current clients. Get your current clients to do one more piece of business with you. Just one more. Whether it's one more a month, if you're a restaurant, get them to come one more time a month. If it's a car dealership and you buy a car every 4 years, get them to buy one more car every 4 years. Or better yet, bring you somebody who will buy one more car every 4 years. It's important to stay in touch with your current clients. That's where your biggest, strongest sense of growth is. First of all, it costs you less, seven times less to attract, to keep a new client than it does to attract, keep a current client than it does to attract a new client. And those statistics are true in every industry all over the board. So if you spend half as much money working on your current clients and keeping them engaged and getting them to buy from you one more time, whether it's a new product or another visit or another referral, you're going to save money in the long run, and you're going to grow much more steady and much more strong.
All right, Melinda, before I let you go, I think we'll talk about Common Ground. I'll get with you later and see if we can schedule something for tomorrow or a Wednesday. But before I let you go, how important is it to have a web page if you have a business?
Well, this is kind of hard for me because my Get Up and Grow business does not have a web page. However, it is extremely important.
Well, hey!
I know.
Hey!
I know. It's a personal thing, and I'm a chief cook and bottle washer, and to be really honest with you, I have not made the priority of managing a website. However, for most businesses out there, I'm an independent contractor, service industry, and MM. To where I need to be right now. When I'm in a growth mode, that'll be the piece that I'm working on.
All right.
However, it is very important. Please do.
Well, you know, just to take an example, Dusty's, what he's done with his website and how he's helped his wine tasting grow and thus his wine selling business grow is phenomenal.
Yes, it is. And, of course, that started with his current clients. I mean, he went to his current clients and said, what else do you want? What else is it going to take for you to buy more wine, for you to be here more often? And they told him, you need to lower the price, you need to target on these point systems, you need to target on this, on these events. And he did exactly that. The website is obviously the most efficient way of communicating with people, but it has to be effective or else they don't go back.
And you don't have one.
I know.
And you need to have one. You need to have your face up there talking because it's a sale.
Yes, you're right. You're absolutely right.
All right, me giving the professional a hard time. Melinda, we will talk with you soon about Common Ground. If you want to know more about how to grow your business, Get Up and Grow, Melinda Barr. Give her a buzz. 517-393-3700 is the McLaren Health Plan phone line. We can pass that number along to you. Thanks, Melinda.
Thank you, Tony.